This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's happening? The master list of items that are important across the board. Some of these things that we'll talk about in this hour of the Good Day program you've heard discussed before, perhaps here, perhaps elsewhere, and some of the things you will hear you do not know they were going on. Some shockers coming up in this hour of Good Day. Jay Kirshner is a shocking individual. I certainly have my moments of being shocked. And shocking. It's easy. It's kind of, it's powerful to have at your disposal the words that are in your head, and how you use them is certainly a measure of your success. Whether you have a grasp on all of that or not, you realize how powerful you are. In a manner of speaking, your words, your deeds, who you are, even if your body doesn't live forever, those things that you have said and shared and experienced and done will live on forever. The best part of you sticks around. I'm a firm believer in that. I think that there is rich heritage in most everybody's life, rich experiences. I thought that yesterday. I was thinking, I've gone down the same street a couple of days in a row, and there's a woman who's homeless who's standing on the corner. And she's got sunglasses on, but I can tell she's kind of attractive. And she's there, and I looked at her attire, and she looked like she was okay. Wasn't desperate like you see, or destitute, maybe that's the better word. But she has a sign, I'm homeless, will work for a place to stay. And I'm thinking, do I want to offer her, you know, there's some work that could be done on the farm. Do I want to offer her, or what kind of, I thought about it, and I thought, you know what? What happens if this is a sham? Isn't it? I didn't even want to think about it afterwards, but I did.
And
if you said be getting set up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that again, Jay.
No, it's a valid thought. A lot of times we see somebody and we want to help, or our nature might be to help, but today's society has us questioning because there's so many scams, there's so many dangers, there are so many people who have ulterior motives, and they ruin it for people who genuinely do need help.
Yeah. I saw this today, and I just am going to I'm passing it along because it's only worth whatever you think it's worth. The former head of the bench for this is what, this guy was appointed by George W. Bush, George H.W. the father, said the Republican. This guy is a big time Republican fundraiser still. Republican Party support for Donald Trump is a colossal political miscalculation. His name is Michael Luttig. He's now retired as a judge. But there are, you know, there are certain newspapers and various organs, social media, because they are anti-Trump, they'll post this stuff. It's like, it sort of is preaching to the choir. We all know there are lots of people that don't like Trump. We all know there are a lot of people who do like Trump. So why would you think anybody would care what you said? It's just more of the same stuff. I saw this and I thought, nah, but then I thought, okay, well, I'll mention it because it seems like a waste of of breath, right? Because we all have our thoughts. Are people's minds being changed by some of the realities? Yeah, I guess they are, to a point. But there's still that hardcore, that passion that people have for these people rather than the issues. All right, so now, speaking of all of that, the Supreme Court and the latest ruling, the ruling on elections. You probably saw this, Jay. A lot of people listening have heard some information. This is a very high-profile case, and what it was aimed at doing was, well, I don't know what the aim was, but what really the effect of the Supreme Court decision, which was announced yesterday, is basically preserving the system that we have, checks and balances. This is a case referred to as Moore versus Harper, pretty technical stuff, and I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty, into the weeds here, but simply, it was about who could oversee federal elections. There was a North Carolina lawmaker who had sought to reshape how the federal elections are conducted, and the Supreme Court said the state legislature does not have the power over elections, and that other government officials can question and overturn their decisions. There were three of the right-wingers, along with three of the left-wingers, who wrote the decision. So the question isn't so much about what was said as how does this affect, why does this matter? I guess that's the question, isn't it? It makes it more difficult for those people who are either Republicans or Democrats, the partisans in the states, to change the law, flout the law, to keep their party in power, to redistrict. This goes on all the time, so that they can keep their supermajorities.
Yep.
So with this ruling,
it's all about the party, not the people.
Exactly. It's all about, it's not about you. It's not about the country. It's all about them keeping their power. It's all it is. It's a crock, frankly. The decision influences which party could control Congress if it had gone the other way. So anyway, this is a clarification. The potential impact of the case. And this is, again, checks and balances. That's what the legislative branch is. That's what the judicial, that's what the executive, they're all checks and balances. This is the genius of those people who created the Constitution. So you're going to screw with it? There are some things in the Constitution that ought to be changed, I think, because they're out of date. But stuff like this, the basic backbone of how the country runs and people who want to corrupt it, because, again, they can screw if they, if this had passed, the congressional maps could change. And a lot of the, frankly, you don't like it when I maybe say something as direct as this, but white guys in legislative positions of authority want to keep the black guys from having any authority. So they redraw the lines to screw the black voters and the black politicians. That's the way it has been. That's the way it still is. So who thinks like that? Some old fat white guy down south, I guess, as much as anything else. People who want power. And so anyway, I look at
well, if there's any question on integrity, then there's already too many questions. And that needs to be such a Loctite system that we're always trained to look at if there's smoke, there's fire somewhere. And when it comes to the election process, there should be no smoke anywhere. There should absolutely be a Loctite
clear
deal that we know.
Clear.
And even look at
clear
people who
clear
say that before the election even happens, well, if I lose, I'm asking for a recount because it wasn't valid.
So this, I think this is an Alabama case, if I'm not mistaken. So it's the second time in a couple of weeks that the Chief Justice, Mr. Roberts, and one of the other right-wing justices, Brett Kavanaugh, have agreed with the left members of the court. And again, it's disgusting that we have political stuff being what we, it's, you know, the procedure here of the good guys being one party and the bad guys being another party, depending on which party you're in. No place in our jurisdictional, but it is, it's part of it, and it isn't. So the country declines, in my mind, every time the politics of party get in the way of what the ethics are, the morality of running the country. It's just, it's immoral. Immoral to the core. All right, another case at the Supreme Court, they imposed First Amendment limits on the law that bans online threats. I thought this was pretty interesting, the old freedom of speech thing. You know, I have the right to say whatever I want to about anybody. Apparently not. Not in this circumstance. That's not the case. I think that's how I read it. Do you read it any differently, Jay? That's
no, kinda, I mean, that's about right. Defamation is still defamation.
Yep. All right, some trains or cars on a train containing hot asphalt and sulfur are still in the Yellowstone River. Derailment took place a couple of days ago. Actually, I think it was on Sunday. 9 mangled cars, 6 of them had that hot asphalt in it. Three of them had molten sulfur. One of them had scrap metal. They were in the water. So where the hell is this going?
The bridge collapsed.
Yeah. Here we go again with infrastructure. Where are all these people that are talking? It's all talk. Fix it. Don't talk about the infrastructure. Fix the problem. And part of the problem is the way we do all of this stuff. Frankly, it's the stranglehold that the unions have on the government, the people who are elected. And so we have poor roads. That's why we see this stuff all summer. You know, look at, just drive down an interstate highway and see there's only an inch or two maybe of macadam on top of another. And over the wintertime when the roads heave and they go up and down, the asphalt breaks, and you see these huge holes on roadways that have just been resurfaced in the last couple of years because it's cheap. And it keeps the unions working. And the government has to pay prevailing wage for the unions. It's a big ruse. It's a yensing, as some of my Jewish friends say. We're getting screwed here. Anyway, so the divers are trying to figure out how they could get something attached to the cars to get them out of the water. But for the most part, after 3 or 4 days, all that stuff's going to wash out and go down the Yellowstone River and into the Yellowstone River Valley. And then what happens? How many people are going to be affected by this because the bridge was not properly maintained? And one wonders, as you look at some of the other bridges, I cross the Connecticut River all the time and the Hudson River, going back and forth to various farm events from one side of the state to the other into New York State. And I look at some of these bridges that railroad trains are going over, they're made out of wood, for God's sakes. How the hell do they still hold up? It's like the old, like 1890, for God's sakes. And but the bottom line here is, what's going to happen? They've got a 120-ton crane trying to get this stuff out of the river. But at this point, the quality... the EPA is going to be all over them. They'll fine them. But that doesn't fix the problem. You've got to get that stuff out of the water. That's the problem. Something to think about with all the other things to think about you have in your life at 18 after the hour.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
After the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here. The heartier, healthier Jay Kirshner here with shocking news. I know that many of you have been on the edge of your seat since Pat Sajak said he was no longer going to be the host of the Wheel of Fortune starting next year. So, immediately, people went into action. They started speculating on social media. Who could it be? I wonder. It's a super surprise. No one would ever have suspected that, in fact, the replacement who's been named to take over for Sajak, something that you, well, let's just put all our cards on the table. It's shocking. No. Okay, enough drama. You'll find out, if you don't already know, you'll find out who it is after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-ZELJANZ.
All right, so here we have the music from the Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune! Okay, so there are a couple of things at work here. I will tell you from my... I don't mean to be a name dropper, but I kind of am. Ed McMahon and I were very good, very close friends for the last 10 or 12 years of his life. And he let me in on a lot of things that, you know, went on with him and have been the standard for people who do what he does. So what I'm talking about is the second banana status. Most of the people who have been traditionally in those positions since the 60s, actually, had one formula and they all lived by it. The second banana got one-third of what the top banana got. And that's how Ed never, ever negotiated a contract. His contract was tied to Johnny Carson, and he was to make 30 to 35% of whatever Carson got. So in the last few years, Carson was making 25, 26, 27 million bucks a year for the Tonight Show, and Ed got one-third of that. So fast forward to Pat Sajak and the whole hoopla about the fact that Vanna hasn't had a raise for 18 years or whatever the hell that's all about. And Sajak's making 15 and he wanted another 8. Vanna now has realized that she's being underpaid and, you know, in comparison to other people. Although, who else do you compare her to, really? What that job that she has, if you want to call it
she's
a job.
She's iconic.
Yeah, it's a very special anyway. So she wanted to make more, and I'm wondering now, the shocker here is really not a shocker. Ryan Seacrest is going to replace Pat Sajak. I said to Jay off the air, this has been going on, this conversation with the producers, because they knew that in the negotiations, Sajak wasn't going to stay. So this is the reason, in my mind, that Seacrest left the Kelly and whatever program, Kelly and Ryan program,
yeah,
which was in New York,
yeah, live
went
Kelly
back to L.A.
Well, but also, this was kind of leaked in a way where it was, oh, Ryan Seacrest is in talks to
number one,
be
on the
one
list
of the people they're looking at. No, he had
baloney. Yeah, that's baloney. So anyway, Seacrest has got another gig, just what he needs. How about them apples? Good. It's good for him. He'll be good at that, Joe, at that job. Easy job. 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Marine veteran who used a deadly chokehold on a homeless man on a New York City subway train will be arraigned this morning. A grand jury earlier this month voted to indict Daniel Perry in connection with the May 1st death of Jordan Neely, a homeless man suffering from mental health challenges. Charges will be unsealed during his arraignment, but they are believed to be second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. The 24-year-old Penny maintains he was protecting himself and others by restraining Neely, who he said was threatening subway riders. A deadline for Hollywood actors and studios to get a deal done looms over the entertainment world this week. SAG-AFTRA's contract with studios expires on Friday. Over the weekend, the union told members that negotiations with studios had been extremely productive. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Can you believe he just said that? Tell Doug what you think. Don't like something we're talking about? Well, let's see if you can do better. Call 855-999-3684 and steer the conversation. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around.
Let's celebrate today, June the 28th. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Today, the oldest and most prestigious tennis championship in the world begins at Wimbledon.
One more time.
I was thinking of, you see, I get paid by the word. And I put words together sometimes to save folks money. London and Wimbledon, I put together there to make it Wimbledon.
Mm-hmm.
Will you buy that?
I did, but then you get more money because you had to explain the combination of words.
Oh, right, yeah.
Every mess up is never a mess up.
Anyway, so this is the grass court. It's the only Grand Slam event to have to take place on grass. So let's see here. What do we have? There are 128 men, 128 women. I'd like to see a matchup with the best man and the best woman. Remember Billie Jean King? You probably don't remember.
I do, yeah. They did a whole movie with that. Steve Carell, Emma Stone.
Yeah. All right. James, do you know who Billie Jean King was?
I only know him through you, because I played...
So you don't know her.
Maybe I don't, actually.
No, you don't. Okay. Hey, quit while you're ahead. Okay, so here we have Billie Jean King versus... what was his name? He's a real kind of... Steve Carell. Yeah. Isn't that funny? We remember the actor who played it... What the heck was his name? Bobby something or other, right? Bobby. Yeah, all right. You'll figure it out. Anyway, the point is that the strictest of fashion rules, Bobby Riggs, that's right, thank you, require the players to wear white all the time. So they have to be, going back to 1877, all in white. Isn't that really the attire anyway? Most people that play tennis...
Yeah, a lot of other matches you can get kind of funky with it. It almost becomes a fashion show. The Williams sisters were iconic for their outfits, and they were always so great.
The ball boys and the ball girls have to wear certain outfits as well, and there is a retractable roof that was put on about a dozen years ago onto Wimbledon to protect the players and the fans in case it rains or it's really hot or something like that, because the weather has changed a lot in England over the last 20, 25 years. So that's the story. Who's up? I'm not a tennis buff. I'm not really interested in tennis at all. I did watch, I think the Serena especially was very interesting because of her pure athleticism, the strength, and the figure and the way she went about
it was a legend.
Special. Right. All right, so today is Wimbledon Day. I'm looking at some people here in the news, including this guy, Prigozhin, who has arrived in Belarus and shown his face yesterday. First time since the rebellion against Russian leadership, especially, it wasn't really directed at Putin as much as it was against this guy, Sergei Shoigu, if that's how to pronounce it. I don't even know why we get into these names, because nobody can pronounce them. You know, the phonies on the evening news, and they'll try to pronounce it and impress you with the way they pronounce it. It doesn't make any difference. We all know what the story is. So this guy, Prigozhin, who seized a Russian military hub over the weekend, and then he ordered that armed march on Moscow. The guy's got to have a pair. He really does. He went right in and startled everybody, including Putin, scared him. He got on a plane and got out of town because he thought the guy was coming after him. But in fact, he was coming after his lieutenant, if you will, the guy in charge of the military, the equivalent of their Secretary of Defense. And so this guy... Prigozhin, if that's am I pronouncing it differently every time I pronounce it?
Why not? Because one's going to land.
Anyway, yeah, good, sooner or later. Did you know this guy was a caterer before he? Have you read the history of this guy?
No, yeah. I didn't.
He ran a catering company. And so he got all of these people. He put together these mercenaries from all over the place, and they signed a contract with the Ministry of Defense in Russia to go fight in Ukraine. They were the only ones that were getting anywhere. The rest of the Russians' soldiers weren't doing anything. And so apparently because of the lack of support, because Putin doesn't know what he's doing, and apparently this other guy doesn't either, so they became sworn enemies because Prigozhin is criticizing this fellow who's the Secretary of Defense, right, left, inside, outside, up and down, because the way the war was going wasn't in Russia's favor. They were making a lot of blundering mistakes. And this mutiny over the weekend hit Russia's Air Force, blew up lots of planes. And, then somehow or other he was bought off. Although apparently over the weekend, the leader of Belarus and Putin talked about killing this guy. And that's become public knowledge in a manner of speaking. So There's no winners here, though, right? When you get down to brass tacks,
there's no winners.
Nuh-uh.
There are a lot of people who think they're the good guys in this, and they're not.
Right, exactly. Apparently, the Russians say that the U.S. was behind what... And maybe I'm chuckling because we are so badly managed here and we get our act together. I'm wondering whether there's any truth to the fact that the U.S. Intelligence community sort of orchestrated this whole thing with the general and the Wagner group and all that other stuff. Because we've hired them before. That's the interesting thing. The United States government has hired this bunch and others. You know, you see these movies all the time about what happens with mercenaries. This is one of the largest groups of mercenaries created by a guy who was a caterer. And he had a large group of people working for him, and he managed to build a business. Good God. Think about that for a second, huh? It really puts some pedal to the metal when it comes to understanding that whole thing. All right, now here's the next thing I don't understand, Jay. The Justice Department says that prosecutors investigating Hunter Biden had total freedom and they weren't influenced at all by the White House. Yeah, right. Of course not. Right? You believe that? No! Nothing got in the way of our investigation. Apparently, that's not the case. I know you'll find that shocking. There's somebody who works at the IRS who has testified before one of the Senate committees or whoever's looking into this. And so the IRS says, no, that's not true, that the government has, the president's been involved trying to get in the way of this all along. And by the way, Biden is still bringing his son. I'm looking at a picture of Hunter Biden at a White House event last Friday night. Looking like the belle of the ball. Everybody wanting to go over, shake his hand. Hey, congratulations, Hunter. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to jail.
Well, and here's what's so kind of interesting about this whole thing. Let's say this was Donald Trump and it was Eric or Don Jr.
Mm-hmm.
You know Donald Trump would be like, you aren't coming to the event. You stay away.
Yeah.
Like, he would have no hesitation to be like, uh-uh, you're not bringing that stuff over here.
Uh-uh. Pretty amazing, isn't it, huh? How these guys think. All right, let's talk about you and where you are in Cleveland and the smoke that's coming down from the Canadian wildfires to shroud the skies from Cleveland to Chicago. I think even maybe further than that, but that's the area from Cleveland across 80 and 90 to Toledo and Detroit and then into South Bend and Chicago. Wow.
You look at the weather apps right now, and it is straight up just saying it's dangerous levels. It's not even severe, or it's just straight up dangerous, and it says that any exposure to the air, even for a few minutes, can lead to serious health effects on everybody, not just sensitive groups. And they are advising everyone to stay away from being outside. Don't do any outdoor activities if you don't have to. If you have to go outside, hey, you know those masks we all have from the pandemic? Those will help you a little bit in this. Not a lot, but if you have to go outside for any reason, wear one of those masks.
All right, so with that in mind, let's move south down into Texas where James is. James, what was the high temperature yesterday in the Dallas Metroplex?
It was 102.
102. So that was cool in comparison to Houston, which was 111.
Exactly, yeah.
Right? And you go a little bit further south. You can't go much further south than Houston and go east of there. And the temperatures were up to 114. Woo! Look out below for that. And so here's an interesting thing that has popped up. For those of you who are conspiratorialists when it comes to the climate, this is something that bolsters what I have said all along. You know, I always want to be right. Don't we always want to be right? So apparently, NASA has been measuring, and this we felt it kind of. There's a whole thing about the axis, AXIS, that is the invisible sort of pole that goes from the North Pole to the South Pole that keeps the Earth kind of steady, you know, and it turns a little because the seasons
are created by the way the Earth changes on its axis.
That's how the Earth has its tilt.
Right. So apparently, just before 2000, somewhere between 1994 and 1999, the Earth started to go off kilter. And that is what scientists say is a major factor in how the weather is affecting crops, households, and our lives. It's not, well, I suppose it's, I guess it could be considered global warming. But once again, here's another angle to this that I've been saying for a long time that it isn't. I don't disagree that we are affecting what's going on the planet. I think we absolutely are. But I think to give it all, to put the blame on humanity is nonsense and irresponsible, frankly, because the Earth is changing as it always does. And here's proof positive of what's going on with the Earth, and it's changing its position. So the weather is going to be different in the northern hemisphere. It's going to be different in the southern hemisphere because there's a different time warp, if you will, to, I don't know, this really does sound like I'm in the weeds, but the bottom line is, excuse me, that we are changing, Earth is changing the way it survives or exists. That's really what's going on here. All right? How about that? The latest from China. All right, another one of these Chinese things. I forgot when we were talking about China before that there is a real problem with unemployment, and that's where all the protesting is. The Chinese government has said to businesses, don't hire workers over 35 because younger employees are cheaper and they work overtime. How about that for a reality?
Okay.
48 after the hour.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infection from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitrin. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitrin is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diet, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month, you're sleeping better, you've got more energy, you're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's Super Duper time, otherwise known as Chuck Curry's appearance on the Good Day program with Movie Moments, a theme from Superman. I still like the old Superman look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. But that's not what this is about, Chuck Curry, right?
Oh, I enjoyed that TV show. It was pretty good.
Yeah, George Reeves. Yeah, it was
good. It was very good.
Driving around a little Nash Rambler with Lois Lane. Yeah.
Well, we play it because it appears Superman will never go away, Doug. And yesterday, big story on the internet.
He's Superman. How can he go away? He's Superman.
Yeah, I mean, I find it a bit of an overkill with all the superhero stuff coming out. Right. But anyway, James Gunn, DC Warner Brothers announced...
But Superman's not just any old Superman.
No, if you're going to let me just say this. If you're going to reboot the DC superhero universe... Superman definitely, in my opinion, is the character to do this. Uh-huh. So James Gunn was hired last year to take over DC. He's the guy who directed the Guardians of the Galaxy movies over at Marvel. He knows how to make this type of genre very well. So he's going to wrote and direct his own Superman movie that's going to start production before the year's out for release in 2025 called Superman Legacy. And then yesterday they announced the casting choices. An actor named David Sweat, who did a TV show called The Politician, looks like a young Henry Cavill. Reportedly, he's a very good actor. He's going to play Clark Kent Superman. And Rachel Brosnahan, who is in this TV show, The Marvelous Mrs. Mansell, has won a few Golden Globes and a few other acting awards, is going to play Lois Lane. The casting appears really good. There's still a lot of bitter fans that feel Henry Cavill was not done right. I agree, was not. And his legacy as Superman was not what it should have been. I thought he was very good. But this is the decision they're going to do. And here's the thing. The studio that produced and released The Shawshank Redemption, Goodfellas, Unforgiven, I believe Casablanca, Warner Brothers, All I Want to Do, appears is make superhero movies, coming off the heels of The Flash not doing well at all at the office.
By
the
way, here's, how, good movie. Here's how I spent some of my time last night when I came in. I was wiped, and I had beets and cucumbers for dinner.
Very
and
good.
I watched an old movie called Virginia City with Randolph Scott, and the cast, Errol Flynn and Humphrey Bogart. I don't think I've ever seen that cover. Made in the 1950s when Humphrey Bogart was on his way up. Errol Flynn was at his best, and there wasn't a good cowboy movie around that didn't have Randolph Scott in it. And it really is it's a pretty good story if you
here's
the power of those guys together, all of them.
Here's what's interesting, how some people speculate, like, why The Flash failed. Some speculate, and I didn't really think of it this way, because I was in my 20s when Tim Burton's Batman came out in 1989. So Michael Keaton, like I said yesterday, Roger Moore was my James Bond. Michael Keaton was my Batman, right? So a lot of people say that, like, a lot of this generation, 20-somethings, they don't even know who Michael Keaton's Batman was. Like, they look at a movie.
They don't even know who Michael Keaton is. Never mind.
As a relic. Like, that, you know, every 10 years, I've been doing this on your show for a while now. Every 10 years we go, that's another generation of fans that have to rediscover a movie property. And either they do or they don't. There's some people that'll never watch this stuff. Never. They're like the original right. Superman in 78. They'll never watch it, ever.
James, do you know who Michael Keaton is?
Yeah, of course I know Michael Keaton. Yeah.
No, of course he says. Like, he doesn't know anybody else who's that.
Come on.
All right. James, you know who Jamie Lee Curtis is?
I do. I can't place where I know that okay. from, though.
That's good. What about Johnny Carson? You know who he was?
You lost me there.
Only because I talk about him on the air.
I know it through Doug, yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis is a master at manifesting. She knew she was going to join the cast of The Bear after watching the first episode. So what is The Bear? This is about a Chicago chef, apparently.
I don't watch it. I know it's critically acclaimed. I think it's got like 100% positive rotten. Yeah, it does very
really?
Well. On yeah, it does very well.
Do you know
who is in Shameless is the star.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but it's on my to-do list. It does look really good.
Really? All right.
Well, around
a lot of streaming shows, Doug, no doubt.
Yeah, they sure are, man. I was looking through a list of the shows confirmed for next year and canceled. There's like 400 and some odd television shows. Who's going to watch all those? Can you imagine?
Not everybody.
All right, Chucker. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man. This is Movie
Thanks,
Moments.
Doug.
Daily port, part, say it again, Doug, a port in the storm. Daily part of Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.